SBS اردو موبائل، آن لائن یا ریڈیو پر۔
حکومت کی جانب سے ہائر ایجوکیشن کے فیس کے نظام میں بڑی تبدیلی لانے کا فیصلہ کیا گیا ہے۔ نئے پیکج میں اسٹیم کورسز کی فیس میں کمی، جبکہ آرٹس کورسز کی فیس میں اضافہ متوقع ہے۔ گرینز پارٹی نے بل کی شدید مخالفت کی ہے اور کہا ہے کہ اس حکومتی پیکج سے طلبہ مزید قرض دار ہو جائیں گے۔ اس سلسلے میں ایس بی ایس اردو نے گرینز پارٹی کی سینیٹر مہرین فاروقی سے گفتگو کی ہے۔ یہ گفتگو انگریزی میں ہے۔
This jobs ready bill that liberal government has introduced into parliament is pretty much an irredeemable mess. It raises fees for humanities courses for students by up to 113%. That is a massive, massive rise. And what it's going to do is it's going to condemn students to decades of debt and billions of dollars in debt. And we know that women will bear the brunt of this as well, because about 2/3 of the students who do these humanities and social science courses are women. What this bill also does is that it actually cuts learning and teaching funding for universities by up to $900 million, and that's going to reduce the quality of teaching for the students. This bill also punishes struggling students by basically kicking them off government support. And at the end of the day, this bill is not going to do what the government says that it's going to do, which is to have more students enroll in the courses that they favor. So experts are telling us that often price signals is not the way students enroll and choose courses. Students will choose courses because they want to do those courses. And this bill actually incentivizes universities to enroll more students in arts courses because the fees is higher and the universities in that sense will get more money. But the government also says, you know, they've increased the Commonwealth supported places for universities. But those places are a drop in the ocean compared to the way the enrollments are going to go in the next few years. We already know that those Commonwealth supported places, the extra places, are not enough because they won't even meet the demand for population growth or the increase in students wanting to go to uni because of recession. So this bill does not, it's pretty useless, it's senseless, it's callous, and it's cruel.
You have started naming Liberal and National MPs who went to unis for free. Why this tactic?
I want to point out the gobsmacking hypocrisy of the Liberal government. We know that at least 16 government MPs have been to uni when it was free. And for them to now condemn students to decades of debt and billions of dollars of debt is nothing less than hypocrisy. I mean, universities are there, higher education is there for everyone to be able to access it. It is a right, it is not a privilege, it is not a commodity to be sold to the highest bidder. Everyone in Australia should have the right to higher education, and that's why what I want is, what the Greens want is, for universities to be fully funded, fully publicly funded, so that, you know, teachers have the funding for the highest quality education that they can provide, that there is security of work for academics and for staff, and that TAFE and university are both fee-free for students throughout their lives.
The fees for arts degrees is really going up, but on the other hand, the agriculture and maths fees will drop as well. Do you agree with this proposition?
Well, I think the cost of every degree should be $0. And while it's a positive thing for those people who might be doing STEM courses that the fees are going down a bit, but for most students, fees are going up. And this idea, you know, that people shouldn't be doing arts and humanities and more people should be doing other courses, I think it's ridiculous in its own. There shouldn't be a division between STEM and arts. Students should be allowed to do whatever they want to do. And if, like, I'm a civil engineer, I would love more people to do engineering. But the way to encourage people to do engineering is to raise the value of those courses is to make sure that more women have less barriers to enroll in those courses. At the moment, you know, the culture of STEM and engineering, especially, is very patriarchal. It's very blokey. So we need to encourage and change that culture so that more women can enroll in those courses. The way to do it is not to create a two-tiered system.
When you say the cost of degree should be zero, in the current environment, do you think it's really possible to have a free degree?
I think the current environment is exactly the time to push for such changes. We have realized through the COVID-19 pandemic the real weaknesses in our system. You know, we have seen how international students have been left high and dry. We have seen how people on temporary visas have been left high and dry. You know, even the government has acknowledged at the start of the pandemic that childcare should be free, and they did that. So this is the exact time to reimagine universities as well, because we need a strong education system. At the end of the day, it's universities and higher education institutions that will come up with the research that will help us solve the complex problems of the world that we face.
SBS Urdu, mobile, online, ya radio par.